Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go.
Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points.
Boom!
I'm one of the hosts, MG.
I'm the other host, Red Bear.
This is a show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff, and this time it's actually going to be like a long music show.
Yeah.
We actually opened
we don't like hearing Matt that much. So
that's what it really
we're
is.
Right to the music.
Wait, I've almost reached my word limit for the day, so I've got to calm down. I've got to tone it
He's
down.
He's had many words for the day.
Before we tell you more about all of what we have online and everything, we're going to go ahead and say that what we opened with was Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton. We haven't
played
that one in a while.
I haven't listened to that in a long time.
Yeah, so we played an oldie but a goodie. It's an oldie, well, where I come from. It's Back to the Future Day, we should say.
It is Back to the Future Day.
October 21st, 2015.
Save the show. Yay!
Back to the Future. Save the show! Save the show!
Dude, so Nike announced their Snickers. Sneakers. Man, I want Snickers. Can you tell them on a diet? Anyway.
Yeah. No, so we actually might play, I had the music show list. We're going to play Power of Love by FI Dragons, actually, in a little bit. But only because I love that more than the Huey Lewis and the News version. Anyway, we have all of our shows online. And I say all of our shows. Soon it will actually be not a lie.
A lot of my people.
We will have all of the shows online at our website. Bear, what is the website?
As always, it's exppoints.com. Double that at the P. As long as we keep up with the fees.
That's what we got to do. We got to keep paying that money. If you would like to donate, though, we have a social media landing page that has PayPal and Patreon and all that. It's located at exppoints.com/social. You can go there. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google Plus, all that stuff. Steam community.
Every time you say Google Plus.
Google Plus.
Google Plus.
You can go Google Minus. I don't know. You can go there. We also have PayPal and Patreon if you want to go ahead and donate money to us. And please, that'd be awesome because we can do cool stuff with you with Patreon, and PayPal just shows that you're awesome and you think we're awesome too. So that'd be really, really cool. We are going to cut to, let's do three songs. Three.
Told you it was a music
three
show.
Three songs.
We're
going to open with I-Fi Dragons' version of Power of Love. Then we're going to go to Beyond Good and Evil, Frame of Mind off of OC Remix. And then we're going to end with Critical Hit by MC Frontaut. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you're listening to this on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Life's so good, gotta sometimes feel like, oh my god.
Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Critical Hit by MC Frontalot. Before that, Frame of Mind, which is a Beyond Good and Evil remix from OC Remix. And then at the very beginning, we had I-Fi Dragons with Power of Love, their version of Power of Love.
Yeah, we did.
Originally by Huey Lewis and the News in Back to the Future 1.
But this was really awesomer.
Yeah, I like it. And I-Fi Dragons does such a good job. So
Red Bear Patton,
this is the section of the show where we talk about what we did last week. Bear, what did you do last week?
The worst possible thing happened to me.
Played games.
No, I couldn't.
Your computer.
I had the worst gaming week ever.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So yeah, I finally got my hard drive synced up so I could play me some Oblivion. Then my mouse died.
Wow.
Yeah, in the middle of Oblivion.
You did just get a cat, didn't you?
I did just get a cat, so that was a good thing. Actually, got a bouncy brown bear's cat.
Is that why your mouse died?
You're terrible. Anyway, no, bouncy brown bear.
Bouncy brown bear.
Bouncy brown bear. Look her up on Twitter. She's a great artist out of Atlanta.
I would like to pause real quick. Recently, MIT did a study for the hardest to pronounce like tongue twisters. Can you say toy boat 5 times in a row?
Should I try on the air?
What will happen? Try it.
Okay, toy boat.
Yeah,
toy boat.
See, it's hard.
You're gonna make me say bad words.
Anyway, some of them, yeah. There's
I
one
feel
where,
like that.
Sally sitting on the shore where she shines somewhere. I'm just gonna stop. But anyway, so go ahead.
Okay.
Bouncy brown bears.
Wow, bouncy brown bears. Cat Roger. So he now lives with me, and he's sweet and adorable, and the best cat ever, except
awesome.
For Patches, who was a better cat because she's Patches. But anyway, look her up. Bouncy brown bear. Find her on Twitter and everything.
Look up this cat. Look up Roger the cat.
Look up the artist behind the cat.
RogerTheCat.com. Let's make it happen.
I want that domain now.
Let's see if it's available.
So did that, but the worst possible thing happened where my computer went down, got it back up, mouse died, so I gave up on that.
Okay.
Tried my mobile gaming. Went to reach for my DS. Couldn't find it.
Uh-oh.
I just found it on the way over here.
You
don't take any guess as to where it was.
Where was it?
On my backpack.
Was it in the last place you looked?
It's my backpack. A hole developed in the liner of my backpack, and it slipped into the liner.
Oh, nice.
So at least I didn't feel stupid.
Oh, very cool.
That's pretty much what I've been up to. What have you been doing?
I beat Fear. So I was replaying Fear for Video Game Rewind, doing a lot
great
of long
game
plays.
Series.
Really well. Well, the canon series.
I don't know
great
what else
series.
You're talking about.
So Fear, for those that don't know, and we'll get into this during VGR, but Fear is made up of five games, but not really five games. It's really made up of three games.
I'm glaring at Matt.
So there's Fear, Fear Extraction Point, and Fear of Perseus Mandate, which those XP and PM, those are actually like standalone extra DLC-like chapters of the original Fear campaign. But when Project Origin came out, Fear 2 Project Origin came out, it pretty much was like, yeah, those don't exist. Those are an alternate universe. They don't exist. So and then Fear 3 came out. So I am well on my way to playing that. I actually picked up Wildstar, which has
I've
since
been
then,
wanting to, but my computer won't stay together and I can't get internet to it.
Wildstar since September 29th had been free to play. I played the beta, actually, for Wildstar before it went.
No, because it's very attractive to me.
It's, well, calm down there, Tiger.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I just thought something else I did.
What'd you do?
I backed Them's Fightin' Herds by Lauren Faust.
Lauren Faust?
Faust.
No, Wildstar is, it's about the same. I mean, it's free-to-play MMO now, so.
Yeah, I've been looking for a new MMO to play. Looked pretty cool.
Wildstar isn't bad.
I like the art form.
I'll play with you. It's cool. Yeah, it definitely looks like Disney or Pixar. It's like Pixar and Disney's Infinity, but an MMO version. It's kind of neat, so.
All right, cool.
Played a little bit of that, and I bought a mattress. I bought a king-size mattress, which isn't techie at all. It isn't geeky or techie, but the cool thing...
But does it have Wi-Fi?
No.
Do you tell me it has like a 2 terabyte hard drive that you
that's
can...
That's it. That's it.
As a NAS.
It's a... No. It's just a really cool... It's from a company called Tuft & Needle.
I don't know if I'd buy a mattress from a company with Needle in
Tuft
the name.
And Needle, really, really cool. I don't know if they're cool or not, but the mattress, apparently, you can buy it from Amazon and they ship it to you. And
that makes them cool.
It's memory foam, it's all foam, completely foam mattress
they
roll it up and they vacuum pack it.
Oh, I see. So you got the vacuum pack? Did you like look at it? Was it like tiny at first?
It's at my house right now. I haven't gone and seen it. It's literally.
Because when I ordered mine, I thought I accidentally got a topper.
Oh.
And then I left it alone. Like, I went and got a beater. It expanded. Came back and it had exploded, apparently.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't even unboxed it yet, and I probably won't until we get the frame and everything. But another really cool thing that I got was the Steam controller.
I actually got
the Steam controller.
You made me not that excited about it.
I wasn't that excited about it. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the next segment because we don't have a couple little things to talk about, but it's mostly a music show, so we'll just get on with that.
Get on with it all.
We're going to go ahead and play Broken Bride, part one from Ludo Cartoons by MC Chris and Dr. Awkward, and then derezzed off the Tron Legacy. Actually, this might be the original Tron Legacy soundtrack, so it's not the reconfigured track. So, yeah, Broken Bride, Cartoons, and then derezz coming at you on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard derezzed before that, Cartoons featuring MC Chris with Dr. Awkward. And before that, the very beginning, top of the triplet of songs, Broken Bride by Ludo. That's part one.
It's brilliant, wasn't it?
It was a fantastic offering.
Yeah, jolly good set of music, I do say so.
This is mostly a music show, but we are going to talk about a couple things. One, Google has said, or YouTube specifically has determined that they're going to do YouTube Red starting later next week. YouTube Red, of course.
That's nothing like RedTube, I'm assuming.
It's not. That's not RedTube. It is not porn. YouTube Red is.
That's
actually
an unfortunate naming brand for them.
Is it a communist channel for YouTube? No, no, no.
Is it a communist or porn?
No, no. It's not porn or communist. It is actually.
Or porn communist.
It's sort of a replacement for Google Play Music. Not really a replacement, but. It's all.
Let's talk about Willis.
It's all of Google Play Music and more. So it's original content from YouTube, made by the people that grew up on YouTube. It's Fine
I
Brothers.
Mean, don't we already have this? Isn't it called YouTube?
No. It's ad free and it's original, separate content. So you know how Amazon and Hulu and Netflix all have original content.
So it's a streaming service.
It's a streaming service that allows you to play YouTube in the background, allows you to download videos offline. Allows you to save for later use or later viewing.
Oh, I get it. So they're putting YouTube back to the way it was before.
Yes, more or less.
before they purchased it.
The crazy thing is that all of these things are included for $10 a month. So for $10 a month, you get all of YouTube ad-free. You get original content from some of YouTube's top creators, which I've got to say, like some of YouTube's really good people. really good like creators on YouTube. They could do so much more when empowered by YouTube, when you know YouTube pays them to make new
YouTube stuff. Has been a great platform for a lot of people that otherwise wouldn't have a voice out
right,
there.
Right, and it's so good that now something like this is happening. If you already have Google Play Music, then you're going to get this. Like no extra charge.
That's convenient.
It is essentially, I pay $10 a month just to have Google Play Music. I paid $10 a month for Spotify, so it's the same thing. I just have an Android phone, and it seems smarter to do it that way. But you get all this stuff already if you have Google Play Music all access. So if you don't, $10 a month, you can start getting it next week. By January, they're hoping to have a lot more going on with it, but they're going to have
that seems like an interesting idea. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Well, you'll see it.
There's also ad block.
You'll see it and you'll hear it. Yeah, but you won't get that original content. That's the thing.
Okay, so they're separating out. I don't know. I don't like this. I don't like where this is going, man. I'm scared.
So it's effectively like YouTube will always be YouTube, but some of this premium content will. Like, imagine if the people that made the American version of House of Cards, for instance, on Netflix, imagine if they had another show that was totally freely available, that was also really good, that you could watch anytime on Netflix free. There's no free version of Netflix, but free version of Netflix. Now imagine that if you wanted to see House of Cards, which was, you know, a really good show, you're assuming it's really good. You have to create a Netflix account and pay to see it. That's what you're getting. You're getting all of the people that that create good things on YouTube, Node and Freddie W and all those people, Mystery Guitar Man. They now get it's sort of like Video Game High School. Honestly, Video Game High School was really really great. It was from Freddie Wong and a bunch of the guys over at Node. They got together. They did Video Game High School and they kickstarted it. Yeah. It's effectively taking that mechanic out or making that mechanic supplemental to YouTube and Google already paying for, you know, them to make Video Game High School, whatever. And that's just an example, but it's a similar type of thing.
I think it's an idea. I'm just concerned. It has a slippery slope aspect to it as to separating the content and having to pay to get content that would have been freely available.
I don't think it would have been freely available. That's the thing.
But then we don't know that yet because it hasn't happened. So
I'll see it. You could do a lot. If I gave you $500,000 right now to do something with, you would do something with it. No, I'm just saying $20, $20. You know, I'll give you $20.
No, you're going down now. You said $500,000, now you're saying $20.
Well,
I can do a lot more with $500,000.
Yeah, I know, but you
got to keep your game up.
So if you have a passion for something.
I do. It's called money.
It's called money. Okay.
Pay me.
If you have a passion for something, like these people. I'm sorry.
Where's my money?
I don't have it.
Want to go to a song?
No. I want to go back.
He's got a nervous look in his eyes.
No, I do not. Anyway,
focus.
So I think that's the thing. You know, you got content creators that they're doing a lot. They're getting paid from Google's ad revenue and from all of this stuff. But if YouTube pays them directly to do something, then you effectively what we're seeing is that you could potentially have an entire channel of original content that is coming from the hundreds of, and I'm saying, you know, hundreds because I know there's more than 100 people on YouTube, content creators on YouTube, but I would say there's easily 100 quality level, like super quality premium content creators on YouTube. Imagine if you empowered these people with money and with equipment and everything, you standardized their recording formats and you gave them all of the publishing ability that all of these other people have, Netflix and Amazon and Hulu have. You have this really good potential. Now, I get that.
It's got a good potential. I'm just mildly concerned.
$10. I would throw $10 at that. I'm actually already doing it with Google Play. The fact that you get streaming music with it as well.
The fact that you're not paying any more than you would have already.
And it's separate. It is separate if you want it to be separate, but it's like if you already own it, we're going to give you the ability to do it. You know, so and I imagine this is a way for them to take Google Play Music out eventually and just make it all of this. But whatever.
I am still concerned about the branding.
Yeah. I don't know why it's going away from Google Play Music to YouTube, but...
just the YouTube red.
Oh, just specifically YouTube red.
Yeah.
I think it's because their logo is red, but I see what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Hey, Morty, I see what you mean there. Let's talk about the Steam... Because I'm taller than you. Let's talk about the Steam controller.
Can't argue.
So I pre-ordered the Steam controller way back in the day. I didn't get the Steam Link.
I didn't.
I didn't get Steam Link.
Xbox already made the perfect controller.
Well, let's move towards that, because I was pretty excited whenever the Steam controller was finalized, and I thought, man, this is really going to be awesome. I think this is going to be a controller that I can finally get behind. It's made by Valve. Valve has my best interest at heart, I assume. And they may still have my best interest at heart. The Steam controller's got two back paddles, two squishy pressure-sensitive trigger buttons, two shoulder buttons, two track pads where the D-pad on a normal controller would be, and then the button layout would be on a normal controller, and then one left analog stick, lower analog stick, and then four lower analog or lower buttons where the analog stick would normally be on like a DualShock or whatever, or I guess on the Xbox controller.
So impressions. I've not used this device yet.
I've used it. The touchpads are very nice quality. The touchpads are really nice quality.
Are we talking MacBook quality?
No, they're not glass. They are very much like a plasticky feel. There's actually these really neat haptic pistons, like electronic pistons inside that generate a lot of little jitter whenever you move your hands, so you know that you're moving your hands, your finger, your thumbs.
Interesting.
It's got a good weight to it. It also has like a center button and then like two buttons next to it, like in the middle. They took the trackpad in the middle out, sort of like the DualShock 4 has. They took it away. I don't like it. I do not like it. I tried playing Phantom Pain with it. I tried playing a couple other games with it, and the trackpad isn't sensitive enough. Sometimes it's too sensitive. Their big thing, I played Portal 2, which that's like the game that they've heralded.
A couple people
have
played it.
They've
Portal 2?
Played a couple people. It's a niche market, but
yeah.
I played that because that was the game that they've been, been pitching. Hey, yeah, you can do your own controller scheme, and the community will make their own controller scheme and their own controller formats, and all you would do is just choose the most recommended, the best community-driven, format, or the best community-driven button layout or whatever. And I've used things like XPadder. XPadder is actually a really good piece of software. So if you know what XPadder is, you're gonna want to stick to that. I think you're not gonna want to use this. The touchpad idea isn't bad, but it doesn't seem like it works long term. Now, granted, I'm coming from a position of I don't play games with a controller.
Yeah, but on a PC, I don't see anything really being on mouse and keyboard. It would have to be some crazy technology.
The problem, the fact of the matter is, like, there's the one thing that I really would like on a keyboard is whenever, like, I'm driving, say I use WASD.
You should
or
never game while you're driving, man.
Right, that's true.
I know where you're going. You're going to say pressure-sensitive keys, maybe.
Right, pressure-sensitive keys. That's what I would want.
I have been wanting that forever.
I would want almost a keyboard that WASDA is replaced with pressure-sensitive buttons or whatever that you could turn on, like maybe springs that you can unlock. Or I don't know. I don't know how you'd do it. The engineering, I'm sure.
There's got to be a way to measure like the tension on a spring.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, there is ways to measure tension on a spring.
Yeah.
It's basic engineering.
But
apply that technology to a keyboard.
I feel like it's one of those things, when I'm driving or whenever I – in a game I'm driving or in any situation where I need to – like I need to creep, I need to like walk or whatever, crouch or walk slowly or crawl slowly.
And holding the shift key isn't doing it.
Holding the shift key or holding the shift and the control key or whatever. I feel like that pressure sensitivity would be really great. The problem with the Steam controller is that it feels a little awkward, and the touch sensitivity on the touchpad, the trackpads, I don't like. It replaces it. It's supposed to be a mouse, but the problem is there's real estate that you can deal with on a mouse. You know where your real estate is on a mouse. And you have your entire hand, which may slow it down, but it gives you a finer amount of control. And the real problem is holding the controller, I've got one hand on one side of the controller, and literally all that's doing is my thumb's on a analog stick, and then I've got the rest of my fingers literally doing nothing. They could do a shoulder button if I held it in a weird way, like my index finger could do a shoulder button.
But it's not naturally fitting into the way your hand.
No, it
exists.
It's just I'm avoiding the entire D-pad and the first shoulder button on the left side by the natural way it's supposed to fit. I still have the paddle in the back, which is nice, like I guess for driving games, and I still have the pressure sensitive trigger button, which I guess is good for aiming or doing something on that side. But if I wanted to jump in the game, in most games, I have to go from the trackpad, which is where my right thumb is, you move my right thumb down to where all the buttons are, the cluster of buttons. And it's like, it's hard to do that. I literally can't look at something and jump at the same time, when before I could do that with my other hand. I could do that with my five fingers, could literally hit space bar, shift, control, Q, E, F, WASD, ZNX, and C. I could do all of that with my five fingers. I could do weird contortionary things. I've grown to do
You're like a hand yoga expert.
I'm a hand yoga expert with my left hand. With my right hand, it's literally just on the mouse.
Two buttons.
But no, I have a five. I have a Naga.
I've seen you used to have the MMO mouse.
Right.
Bajillions of buttons.
I still do. So it's like, you know, but even a five button mouse, which I think is like a standard in gaming now.
Yeah.
You know, you have got the ability to rock your thumb. That's practically two fingers. Your thumb's like two or three fingers right there. Then you've got your left and right, you got your scroll, which is also another click. So it's they didn't do a good job. I'm going to say
not even a good one.
They didn't even do a good job of consolidating what you needed that you had on the keyboard onto the controller. Now I will say there may be games out there like games that honestly they don't even use the trackpad. There may be games out there that you could probably get away with like a regular Nintendo or a Super Nintendo controller playing. That this may actually work with. A racing game might actually be really good with this controller if you can get the hang of the trackpad and the paddles. Because that could be a really nice, you know, analog, super sensitive, super high DPI type of resolution sort of scenario that really excels at. But other than that, I don't know.
Speaking of controllers, though, one that was really surprising to me that worked well was the one for the Wii U.
The big
tablet that ships with it. I thought it was going to be the stupidest thing ever.
For the Wii, you're saying, though?
No, Wii U.
No, I mean for the Wii U, not for the PC.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, I'm sure it's Bluetooth, technically, so you could write some stuff.
I think it's Wi-Fi Direct, actually.
Okay, I could be lying completely.
Yeah.
But if that's... Anyway.
That's the only way they can get
It's made for the Wii U, but you could do... I guess, it couldn't be Bluetooth. There's way too much data going through the...
Yeah, that's why Wi-Fi Direct's important.
Yeah, that makes sense. Anyway, it was surprisingly nice.
Yeah.
Especially for Splatoon.
Yeah.
Basically the only game I played on my Wii.
It's hard... I don't think we're ever really going to get away from having like the Xbox 360 or the Xbox One controller.
Yeah, which is still effectively the Xbox 360 controller. And Did you see Bethesda release the first official wired one for the Xbox One?
No, but that's nice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do wireless. That's the thing. Like I do very little wireless with a computer. I like having cables.
So I just spend so much time in computers and stage work that if it has a wire, I automatically like it better.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, have you seen Apple's new wireless mouse?
No.
Have you not? Okay, so they made one critical flaw that everyone has already got with mice. So it's wireless, so it has batteries, so you're going to need to charge it, right?
Right.
So where do you think the charge port is?
On the bottom.
Yeah, how'd you guess? It's on the bottom, so you have to charge it, and you can't use the mouse while it's charging.
That's why I like...
But every other third-party mouse maker has figured out, put it where the normal cable would go.
That's why I like, I think, Logitech's G700S.
Is a
really, really
good
mouse. It's high quality, and you can use it as a wired mouse all the time if you want. You don't need batteries, which is really, really good. So, I mean, I don't think we're going to get away from the Xbox 360 controller. I guess that's TLDR, TLDA.
I mean, the DualShock design isn't bad either. I mean, they've been rocking that for over 20 years.
Too long, didn't listen, yeah.
I'm glad you're figuring that out.
TLDL. Now, the DualShock, that's the thing. Like, the DualShock 3, the DualShock 4, it's sort of hard. You have to do, like, LilyPad or something to get it, or XPad, to get that into the computer. The Xbox 360 just sort of works, and that's
really... Well, it's because it's made by Microsoft.
That's really nice. I'll probably keep the Steam controller, and I'll try to do it a couple more times. I'll try and try and try. And I might eventually get a Steam Link, and that'll be great because then I won't have to carry another controller or whatever into the living room. I'll just be able to use the Steam controller. But I don't look at it being like the end-all be-all. I imagine it will actually probably just not work long-term.
Mm-hmm.
I might even trade mine in, honestly.
Man,
so.
I keep looking. This is just speaking of controllers, I was looking at Xbox just then. Someone posted the three generations of the Xbox for Halo editions.
Yeah.
Dude, that new Xbox One looks nice.
It looks really, really good.
I really want it.
Well, we're all out of time. That was kind of our music-only show. We're going to end on two more songs, but before we get out of here, let's go ahead and talk about two really important things. One, SLUGO is happening Friday, so October 23rd. Go ahead and check that out. If you're on campus, you know October 23rd is famous for being drop date.
Infamous
for being drop date. Sorry for all you dropping classes out there, but hey, you know, drown your sorrows in some tournament.
Don't drop classes, drop the bass.
It's in Fayard. I think it starts at 3 p.m. and it goes all day and all night. They're going to be playing games. $5 gets you in at the door. It's a donation to the Southeastern chapter of the ACM. It's the Association for Computing Machinery. And the second thing we need to talk about. Yeah, the computer machinery, not the association so much. The second thing we got to talk about is our website. Bear, what's the website?
Exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We also have social media where you can check out PayPal, Patreon, as well as all of our actual social media like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and all that. That is exppoints.com/social. Thank you so much for hanging with us tonight. Again, we know it was a heavy
great
media.
Scott, it's been great.
Heavy, 1.21. Okay, so I'm tired of that meme. I'm tired of the memes.
Or it's been a day.
No, it hasn't been a day. It's been like a couple years because
but
they
it's happening right now.
It's happening.
Today's that day.
You know what? Like 3 more hours, it'll be over, and I can't wait.
And it'll be the future.
All right, soon.
Boom.
We are going to leave you with two songs. This is Michael Jump In by No More Kings, followed by and ending the hour with And the Song Bird Sings by Dan Bull. We'll catch you next week. That's next Wednesday on 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, Bear.
It is.
This is Experience
Every
Points.
Every time.
Catch it. Wait,
Every time we do the show, you know it's Experience
you
Points.
You know where we're going?
Where are we going?
We're going. Where we're going?
We don't need roads.
We don't need roads. Have a good night, everybody.
Peace out.